Nadino Calapucha, Lola Piyawaje, and Miguel Guimaraes represent environmental defenders who live in the Amazon rainforest in 9 Latin American countries. They've come to the United Nations headquarters in Chile for the inaugural meeting of the Escazú Accord, Latin America's first binding environmental agreement.
We represent more than 500 tribes, and the data tells us that every 2 days an indigenous activist is murdered in the Amazon basin for defending their territories.
One of the latest was 14-year-old Colombian Briner David Cununame, a member of an indigenous environmental guard. In the last decade alone, an estimated 1,000 activists have been killed in Latin America, the majority in conflicts with mining, land, and agricultural interests. The Escazú Accord aims to provide a mechanism for access to information, public participation, and justice on environmental matters.
This agreement was born as a response to the urgent needs of our region that unfortunately has become the most dangerous region in the world for those who defend the environment.
The accord includes providing protection for those who denounce grave violations.
But a dozen Latin American countries have yet to ratify the Escazú Accord, including Brazil, Colombia, and Peru, three of the most dangerous countries for environmentalists. The reason is the belief that a binding agreement would hurt economic interests.
Andrea Sanhueza argues that Escazú is in fact a contribution, not a threat to the private sector.
And the answer is from us is that no, that this will provide more channels to those conflicts, environmental conflicts, that they are already there, that we have a lot.
Fittingly, the first Escazú Accord meeting ended on Earth Day with a message that safeguarding the environment is not a choice, but an act of survival. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Santiago.